I had a chance to visit with Derrick Henry for our one-on-one, and I had to talk to him about being famous because he is such a low-key dude. How do you handle it? How do you deal with it? And he just deals with it in Derrick Henry fashion. Derrick, can you go anywhere without being recognized?
I really don't really leave the house like that. I'm usually a home guy. I like to chill and watch movies on my off time, so I'm usually just home chilling. Unless I go to the grocery store and get some food. But even when I go out, people say hi, but it's not too bad.
Is it almost overwhelming what people tell you you mean to them through having watched you play football, the enjoyment that you give them through the game?
It's a blessing for me, for me to give somebody a great feeling or make somebody feel some type of way in a positive way. I know when I played football, I felt that way about players I looked up to. Anytime I got a chance to meet somebody famous that I thought that was good or I idolized. So it's always a blessing when somebody looks at you in a positive way and feels something good just from your playing and the person you are.
What did you take most from playing for Coach Saban?
You know, coming in that building every day, you know you came to work. And when it was time to play, it was time to play. But when it's time to work, it's time to work. But, you know, he's a great coach for the game and then off the field. And also the academics. He makes sure they stay on top of you. The academics, make sure you're good in school. Just so when you leave there, you're either halfway or you have your degree. And you're just successful when you leave that program.
The Nissan Heisman House commercials, those are fantastic.
Yeah.
How much fun is it to make the Heisman House spots?
You know, I'm in awe because I'm in the commercial in the Heisman House with guys that I grew up watching and grew up idolizing. So I'm in there with Barry Sanders, Herschel Walker, Marcus Allen, even Eddie George, you know, a guy that growing up watching. So it's just cool to be in there. You know, I never thought I'd be in there, just a kid who wanted to win the Heisman, playing video games, winning the Heisman on the game. But actually being in there with those guys, I'm just having a good time, just soaking it all in, being there, having a commercial with those guys.
Who is the best actor among the Heisman House guys? Who's the guy that's the most natural?
I'll have to say Eddie George.
Eddie George, well, that figures, right?
Yeah, he's good, he's good. Actually, he did Broadway. I mean, I'm talking to him when I was at the Heisman, he said he was doing Broadway. So I have to give it to Eddie, credit to Eddie George on that one.
That's cool. Yeah. Now, so are you going to follow Eddie George into acting when you're done playing football?
I couldn't do Broadway, but doing a movie, I can see myself doing that. But, you know, he has a step on me in the Broadway and acting skills.
What a process for you. You come out of Alabama and you come to the Titans and your second year is starting to wind down. What would this Derrick Henry tell the Derrick Henry who just got here about a year and a half ago? What have you learned?
I would say patience is a virtue. You know, when I first got out of Alabama, you know, I had to learn that as well. But I was a kid, so I was just, you know, hard-headed, just not understanding the main thing of patience. You know, everything's going to happen the way it's when it happened, you just got to trust the process. So then whenever that happened, everything worked out in Alabama. But, you know, just being here, it's your job now. You know, you're not at school, you don't have class or anything like that, so it's your job, you got to take it serious. But, you know, I'd say just patience and just learning. You know, being here with guys who've been to Pro Bowls, who've had a lot of experience, coaches who had a lot of experience, just learn from those guys, soak it all in while they're here, and then just use every tool that you got from those guys, you know, whenever you get your opportunity. You know, I had my rookie year last year, and then this year. So, you know, just taking it day by day and just learning what I can.